The Straits of Malacca, Southeast Asia, 1947. The night sea was calm. The inky waters sparkled with a million diamonds of reflected moonlight. The wind barely stirred the surface into ranks of tiny waves. On board the Silver Star, an American merchant ship, all was quiet. Sailors snoozed in their bunks as the helmsman kept a steady eye on the glittering sea. In the darkness, the radio operator cried out,
SOS! A distress signal!
The captain of the Silver Star hurried over. A cold shiver crept up his spine as the operator translated the panicked beeps of Morse code.
We float. All officers, including the captain, are dead, lying in chart room and bridge, possibly the whole crew dead.
A flurry of frantic, indecipherable Morse code followed. The captain held his breath. A final, ominous message came through.
I die.
The Ship of the Dead. A bite-sized fright. This series contains disturbing content. Listener discretion is advised. The chilling SOS was picked up by naval listening posts in nearby Sumatra and Malaysia. They determined the signal had come from a Dutch freighter, the SS Orang Medan. A last known location for the distressed vessel was quickly established. The Silver Star was the closest ship for miles around. The captain of the Silver Star wasted no time. He ordered his crew from their bunks, and they set off at full speed to provide what help they could. The Orang Medan was spotted at first light. It drifted aimlessly in the now choppy seas. There seemed to be no visible damage to the ship, just an eerie lifelessness that hung about it like smoke. The crew of the Silver Star lined the decks as their ship approached the Orang Medan. It loomed above them in the semi-darkness of dawn. They shouted and whistled and waved, trying to summon the attention of those on board the mysterious vessel. Nothing. Silence. They gave a few blasts of the ship's horn. It sounded flat, pathetically small in the vastness of the ocean. Still nothing.
Enough of this, cried the captain.
A rescue party was formed. The Silver Star drew up alongside the silent freighter. A line was made fast, and men clambered up the sides and onto the deck. It was deserted, not a soul in sight. The men cried out again. No reply. No sound but that of the restless waves and the metallic creaking of the ship.
We must search the lower decks,
the captain announced boldly, though his hand trembled as he felt for the reassuring grip of the pistol at his belt. His men crossed themselves, glanced back at the Silver Star, then followed their captain into the bowels of the Orang Medan. The lower deck of the seemingly deserted vessel was oppressively dark. Here, the creaking and groaning of the ship served only to emphasize the lack of any other sound. A foul smell wafted up to meet them, warm and sickly, like that of rotten meat. The men crept forward. Their torch beams flickered over dripping pipes, cargo crates, and a few dead rats. Suddenly, the man at the front of the rescue party let out a strangled cry, as the light from his torch illuminated a hideous sight. A corpse, his hollow eyes staring straight at them, mouth agape in a silent scream, face frozen in an expression of sheer terror. The dead man's outstretched arms reached up in vain, as though with his last act he had been trying to fend off someone or something. It seemed to grow very cold in the dark depths of the freighter. The men huddled together tightly. Some drew boat knives from their belts and held them in sweating, nerveless fingers as they pressed onwards into the darkness.
The torchlight gleamed dully in unblinking eyes that stared at them from the shadows. More dead bodies. The rest of the doomed crew of the Orang Medan. Some were sprawled in the middle of open rooms. Others lay curled in corners or slumped against bulkhead walls. There was no blood, no visible wounds of any kind, but all the dead men shared similar expressions of panicked horror. Bulging, milk-white eyes, gaping mouths, faces and limbs contorted in fright. It appeared as though some of them had already begun to rapidly decompose, reaching out with bloated, discolored fingers. The crew of the Silver Star hurried on through the shadowy, stinking corridors. They found the ship's dog, backed into a corner, stone dead. Its teeth were bared in a vicious snarl, the hairs along its back raised. Its glassy eyes stared down the long, dark passageway behind them. On the bridge, they found the ship's officers, strewn about the chart room and wheelhouse like discarded dolls. The captain of the Orang Medan was discovered slumped over the ship's controls, his face warped into a grotesque mask of fear. A dead man, steering his ghost ship. Finally, they came across the radio operator. He was sitting at his desk, fingers still curled around the telegraph machine he had used to send his final message. I die. My God, breathed the captain of the Silver Star. His heart was hammering wildly in his chest as he glanced around the room. The dead men grinned back at him. He felt his legs turn to water beneath him, and the urge to scream rose in his throat like bile. A cry suddenly rang out from the deck below.
Fire! Fire in the hold!
The captain rushed to the railings. Thick, dark smoke had begun to pour from a cargo hatch halfway along the ship's length. The wind momentarily tugged it aside and he caught a glimpse of a hellish red glow, tongues of flame leaping up amidst clouds of sparks. Men he had left to search below for survivors were emerging from the lower decks, sprinting towards the bridge, eyes bulging in their soot-blackened faces.
Abandon ship!
The captain bellowed at his crew.
Back to the Silver Star!
Captain and crew charged across the deck, blinded by the smoke that now seemed to be billowing from every porthole and hatch on the Orang Medan. They scrambled for the safety of their own ship. Some men leapt overboard in the chaos, plunging wildly into the sea below, only to be pulled from the waves by their crewmates waiting aboard the Silver Star. The line holding the two ships together was quickly severed, and the engines of the Silver Star roared into life. After a minute or two, the captain turned to look back at the doomed freighter. It lay under a huge thundercloud of black vapor. A demonic glow lit the portholes and stained the underside of the cloud blood red. For a brief moment, the captain thought he saw dark figures lining the railings of the ship, watching silently as the Silver Star made its hasty escape. Then, suddenly, the Orang Medan exploded with a deafening blast. The explosion was so enormous, it seemed to lift the whole ship from the water. A great belch of flame roared upwards as the vessel was torn apart. Within minutes, the mysterious Orang Medan was gone, taking its cargo and its crew of dead men down with it, to rest forever in watery grave. There are many different versions of the legend of the SS Orang Medan. In some of them, a few of those aboard the doomed ship managed to escape with their lives. Men who abandoned the ship in lifeboats only to later die of starvation and thirst, adrift at sea. In other versions, a lone survivor washes up on a nearby island, living just long enough to recount his horrific tale of a ship crewed by dead men before succumbing to exhaustion. There are accounts of the tale that assert that the crew were already in advanced stages of decomposition when the rescue party arrived, despite having only been dead for a few hours. As to what may have caused this rapid decay,
we will never fully know. It is as inexplicable as it is disturbing. There are also those that believe the ship never even existed, as it is impossible to find records of the Orang Medan in any ship registry of the time. This does not mean that the story should be dismissed as a hoax, however. Throughout history, certain less than scrupulous captains of these ghost ships have chosen for their vessels to remain anonymous, perhaps due to the secretive or illegal nature of their cargo, or to hide their true purpose for being out on the open seas. None of the numerous retellings of this tale provide a definitive answer to what happened to the doomed men aboard their ghost ship. What could have killed the entire crew, regardless of their location aboard, within minutes of each other without leaving any sign of physical injury? What caused them to die with expressions of such abject terror? It has been theorized that the ship was carrying a cargo of hazardous chemicals that reacted with seawater in the hold, causing poisonous fumes to permeate the vessel and slowly suffocate the crew. This theory stems from the accounts of an alleged survivor of the Orang Medan, a man claiming to be the ship's second officer. It is said that 3 weeks after the crew of the Silver Star made their harrowing discovery, this officer washed ashore on the island of Teonghi, part of the nearby Marshall Islands. He arrived in a lifeboat, with the desiccated corpses of 6 of his fellow Orang crewmen for company. On Teonghi, he was cared for by a local missionary, who later recounted that the officer had discovered that the hold of the Orang Medan had been stuffed full with illicit cargo. 15,000 boxes of sulfuric acid and cyanide, and 20 cases of highly explosive nitroglycerin. The officer and 6 of his shipmates took their chances in the lifeboat after many of the crew had begun to fall deathly ill, and the captain had refused to make an emergency call. A leak of poisonous fumes from the hold might explain the dead men in the lower decks, and the nitroglycerin could certainly account for the violent explosion that followed. However, it has been pointed out that it is unlikely that fumes could accumulate on the bridge, so far from the ship's hold, in levels deadly enough to kill the captain and his officers. Other theories point to a more paranormal explanation for the incident. When the rescue team from the Silver Star entered the bowels of the ship, they reported a dramatic drop in temperature, an infamous indicator of ghostly activity. Outside, it was a warm and tropical morning. Inside the Orang Medan, the men were suddenly chilled to the bone. This, coupled with the frozen, horrified faces of the dead sailors, has led to speculation that their deaths cannot be explained away by something as mundane as a chemical leak, and that something far more sinister was aboard the ship, with suggestions ranging from vengeful spirits to extraterrestrial beings. As noted, some of the corpses found on board lay curled and cowering, and it was reported that others had died with arms outstretched, faces turned and fingers pointing, as though at some unknown enemy. While these theories may sound far-fetched indeed, there are many who believe there is something otherworldly about the tragedy that befell the Orang Medan. There are even letters in the archives of the CIA that discuss the incident, kept secret for over 40 years before being released to the public. In these letters, written in 1959 and addressed to the then director of the CIA, Mark Dulles, the writer asks if the agency had considered that something from the unknown might have been involved in the mysterious case. The letters go on to wonder if the Orang Medan could hold the answer to many of the unresolved mysteries of the seas, and to discuss the disturbing accounts of sailors throughout the ages that describe huge, fiery spheres appearing in the sky, rising from or disappearing into the waves. One of the most disturbing theories is perhaps the most likely. Unit 731 was a secret branch of the Japanese military, formed in 1932. And was responsible for some of the worst, most unforgivable war crimes ever committed by man. The unit's primary focus was the development of chemical and biological weapons to be perfected by extensive testing on live human subjects. An estimated 200,000 people, mostly Chinese civilians, were killed in the experiments of Unit 731. Some estimates place the number at closer to 600,000. Prisoners were deliberately infected with hideous diseases, subjected to grotesque and unnecessary surgeries, often without anesthetic, and used as living targets for a range of experimental weaponry. These included nerve toxins, some so potent that even the briefest contact with the tiniest lingering amount would have fatal effects. It has been theorized that the Orang Medan might have been carrying a secret, illegal cargo of such chemical or biological weapons, developed by Unit 731 and then seized by the American military after the surrender of Japan at the end of World War II. The illicit and potentially scandalous nature of the cargo would require the ship to travel covertly, unregistered and under a false name, en route to the U.S. or some island base in the Pacific. A leak of these toxins, some of which were known to cause agonizing muscular spasms before death, may explain the contorted bodies and rapid demise of the unfortunate crew. Is it possible that the ship was then deliberately sabotaged and sunk to avoid further investigation into this shady operation? It is unlikely that we will ever know the truth about what happened on board the Orang Medan. In the area that the ship reportedly sank, the ocean floor can be as far down as 5,000 meters from the surface. No wreckage has ever been discovered. And while reports of ghost ships, unexplained disappearances, and gruesome discoveries at sea have been part of our history for hundreds of years, they are not limited to the distant past. When Filipino fishermen boarded a seemingly abandoned yacht in 2016, they were met with a gruesome sight. The single occupant lay dead, slumped over the radio. The weather conditions, along with the salty sea air, had caused him to become mummified, leaving behind a leathery, brown husk. In 2003, the Taiwanese ship High Aim 6 was discovered floating in Australian waters. Not a single living soul was found aboard. The crew seemingly vanished from their perfectly seaworthy vessel without a trace, leaving all their belongings behind. In 2007, the ghost yacht, the SV Kaz II, was found drifting in similar circumstances, again in the ocean off Australia. The yacht was amply supplied with food and water, and had a fully functioning radio and engine. The three-man crew had disappeared entirely. As with the case of the Mary Celeste, perhaps the most famous ghost ship in history, found eerily abandoned in the middle of the Atlantic in 1872, suggested explanations for these mysterious disappearances range from pirates and murderous mutinies to freak waves, deadly waterspouts, and even attacks by giant squid. But these are stories for another time. What do you think happened to the crew of the Orang Medan? Was it deadly chemicals? Malevolent, paranormal entities? Visitors from another planet? Or did the ship even exist at all? We would love to hear your own theories and ideas. If you have enjoyed this episode, please follow us on Twitter and Instagram at PixelElixir. And subscribe at BitesizedFrights.com to make sure that you never miss any of our terrifying tales. This has been a Pixel Elixir production, narrated by Chris Kay. Thank you for listening. Until the next bite, my friend.